And finally, on the top five, the fugitive U.S. intelligence whistleblower Edward Snowden says American officials have launched a campaign to prevent him from securing asylum for himself. The former CIA contractor has invited international rights groups to meet him at a Moscow airport where he's been stuck for more than 3 weeks now. Snowden, who's reportedly applied for asylum in at least 20 countries, plans to discuss the next steps in his situation. He's also proposed to meet with Russian activists, lawyers and parliamentarians. The former U.S. intelligence worker is wanted by Washington for leaking classified documents revealing America's espionage activities worldwide. Chris Bambury is a political commentator with us now live from London. Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Bambury. Now, when Snowden says there that the U.S. is preventing him from seeking asylum, tell us how that could be happening and why the U.S. is doing it. What does it want to achieve from this?
Well, we've already seen the United States say to Russia that if Russia was to consider giving Snowden diplomatic asylum, then it would apply sanctions, it would apply pressure on it economically and by other means. And we know that because the Russians have made that clear. The European countries, of course, need very little pressure in order to say we'll not take Snowden because they're loyal to America. But elsewhere, what Snowden is saying is elsewhere in Latin America, political, economic, and financial pressure has been applied on various states to deny him economic asylum. And it rings true. There are only three countries which have now said they can take Snowden: Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Bolivia. The real question then is how does Snowden get from Moscow to those countries? Because we saw when Evo Morales' jet took off from Moscow and the Americans believed that Snowden was on board, they forced it to land at Vienna Airport for in order to be searched. So there's a big question mark over whether Snowden could actually get to any country in Latin America without being forced down by the Americans. And I think Snowden is right to say the Americans are pursuing a vendetta against him. Not because he's a spy, because he's released human rights documents which show the American government is spying on its citizens and the citizens of many, many other countries across the world in order to pursue their agenda of a war on terror and the wider agenda. He's done a service to humanity. I will predict that in 50 years' time, Snowden will be regarded as a hero rather than a traitor, just as 50 years ago, Ellsberg, who revealed the crimes of Richard Nixon in Vietnam, was hated by the Americans. Today he's regarded as someone who did good. This will happen to Snowden. So the Americans are pursuing a vendetta against him, and this is a man who must feel, while he's stuck at Moscow Airport, this is a planet without a visa. And even where he's been given a visa, it is almost impossible to get to in safety.
Chris Bambury, political commentator with us there from London. Thank you very much.